Musical Comedy Awards Podcast. It's the Musical Comedy Awards Podcast with Horse and Dave and chats with acts and stuff. And songs. And chats. And jokes. And beer. Dave. And chats with acts and songs and stuff. And horse. And beer. Chats. And jokes. And facts. And stories. And chats and beer and Dave and songs and stuff.
Yes, hello and welcome to the first ever We Got Tickets Musical Comedy Awards podcast. I'm Dave Natras, the MCA's resident technician, and that great theme tune you just heard was written and performed by Nick Horseman, aka Horse, our resident event host, and himself part of a previous finalist act in the competition, Horse and Louis, way back in 2010, which was the second year of the MCA's, and it was the first year that him and I both got involved with what is now well established as the biggest and best annual celebration of new musical comedy in the world. So from that, As any of you number fans may have already calculated, the first Musical Comedy Awards took place back in early 2009, which was a single live event featuring six acts chosen from many entries submitted online and put together by the founder of the competition, the super lovely Ed Chappell, who now 10 years later still heads things up, despite moving from London to Vienna some time ago to start a family with his wife. Every year since then in the competition, he and our producer, Tamara Cowan, have picked either 40 or more recently 48 acts from the hundreds of online entries received each year, and then we've had a series of heats, quarterfinals and semi-finals at London pub venues on Saturday afternoons in January, February and March each time. And so it's our great pleasure to bring you in this podcast the highlights of the first heat of the 2019 competition, which took place on the afternoon of Saturday 12th of January in the vast basement of the gorgeous Phoenix pub, renowned for its many comedy shows, located right smack in the middle of London by Oxford Circus. I'll pop back into your ear holes in between each of the acts with more MCA's info and trivia, but with Horse having warmed up our crowd of well over 100 people, without any further ado, here he is to introduce our first competitor of the show.
Simon Stanley Ward, and I am here today at the Phoenix to be in the Musical Comedy Awards, heat number one. I'm very excited to be asked to do it and be here. Enjoy the podcast. Cheers. This next song is about gardening.
Yeah!
Specifically about deadheading.
Yeah!
Deadheading is a process when an old flower dies and it makes space for a new one. It's a beautiful thing! Got sticky fingers, baby, been at it for hours. Clearing up the mess from yesterday's flowers. It's a price you pay for a fruit for bloom. If you want to smell the roses, then you gotta make room. Making space for tomorrow, petals waiting in the wings. There's just you and me, I forget everything. Some already fallen, laying on the floor. But there's always room for a little bit more. Deadheading! I'm 32 years old. I used to be hip, but now I worry about when my old buns need a feel just like Monty Don. I saw on the TV, he's got curly hair, he's got some dogs. To hit the gift of life, give it one more chance. Keep the door open for one last dance. I'm talking about basic garden maintenance.
Looking good, yeah, looking good. Some of y'all. We are Maxine and Dervish, or you can just call us Maxine, because... You know. No, we love a bit of audience participation. Yeah, fellas, you ready? Yeah? All the fellas in the house say woof, woof. It's not bad. A lot of testosterone, yeah? It's making me very moist. Yeah, like that. Ladies. We're going to do better, aren't we, yeah? All the ladies in the house say ha. Yeah. Now all the hoes in the house say lady. Yeah. Lot of hoes in tonight. Lot of hoes. Yeah. Right, I'm Maxine Dervish. This is Maxine Dervish. Oh, my days. I don't want to marry you, by the way. That won't be a proposal.
No, you don't.
I'm Maxine Vuvuzela. This is Hassan Dervish.
I'm Hassan Dervish.
Yeah. You could actually just call us Maxine, probably. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm just backing for Maxine. Yeah. Be gigging for how long?
I don't know. You tell me, babe.
About a year.
It's your job to keep records.
Yeah. I do all the admin.
Yeah. That's
all
nice.
Right. That's
I think
us.
That's all we've got to say, innit?
Take care.
Bye. Let's do it, babes.
I got rows of hoes, so when the boys come round, they can choose one each of those. And then home I rows of potatoes. I got an allotment. I dig narrow furrows, and excess soil and weed go into the wheelbarrows. Tomorrow I tend to my massive marrows. I got an allotment. I got an allotment. I like to give head in my ends, a head of cabbage, one each to my family and friends. I got an allotment. I've got an allotment, I've got an allotment.
His skills bring the girls to the yard and they're like, it's better than
your allotment.
Damn right, it's better than
your allotment.
He'll teach you, but I have to charge.
I put my spuds in a sack. I rock up to the farmer's market, weigh it and say how much for that. No one undercuts me, man. I'll pen a complaint to the agricultural ombudsman. I've got peas to please. And when spring comes round, veg starts to tease with the potential bounty. My lettuce, winner of the leafy green category of all the southern English counties. I've got an allotment, I've got an allotment.
He brings all the girls to the yard.
I've got an allotment.
24 square foot soil rich.
I've got an allotment.
He got sweet beets by far. Slice them up, put them in your salad sandwich.
Ooh, getting on our hands and knees. All hot and sweaty while we're trying to weed. Ooh, getting on our hands and knees. All hot and sweaty while we're trying to weed. That's it, Dave. Cheers. Thanks.
So, you're listening to the Musical Comedy Awards podcast, and you just heard some highlights from the first two competitors in the first heat of the 2019 competition, Simon Stanley Ward and then Maxine and Dervish, who performed live at the Phoenix in London on Saturday afternoon. Each of the 12 acts in this heat were given 6 minutes of stage time to amuse and impress our large audience, plus a couple of comedy industry judges in the crowd. Both the crowd members and the judges were all given voting slips, and each were asked to pick their favourite six of the 12 acts. After they'd all performed, all of the votes were counted up towards the end of the afternoon by show producer Tamara and her assistant for the day, Peter Baisley, with the judges' votes weighted so that acts without a strong following of friends and family with them at the heat would still have a chance of progressing to the next round if the judges were fans. You'll get to hear the results announced by Nick at the end of this podcast. Before that, on with the show and the next competing act to perform.
Hello, my name is Holiday Oscar. I am from a small town just outside London called Chesham. Nice town it is, full of people that like to take ketamine and go to underground raves and car parks and all of that stuff. Lovely. I've done lots of gigs, but I haven't really ever done a comedy gig. This is my first one, so it's going to be interesting and a laugh. Thank you. It's a weird town, Chesham, and like all weird towns, it's got some weird stories to tell. And I thought I'd tell you a few of them so you can learn a little bit more about me. There used to be a shop in Chesham, right? Back in the olden times. And at that shop, they made hats, right? All types of hats, top hats, bowler hats, you name it, they made it. But back in them days, for some ungodly reason, hats were made with a lining of mercury inside them. And this guy just ingested too much mercury, went insane, took his own life. I used to work on a farm in Chesham. Simple country boy working on a simple country farm. You should have guessed it from there. And on this farm was a field right at the back, full of cars, all different cars. They were about 50, 100 at the time. If you didn't know any better, you'd think it had been some sort of airfield commandeered by a struggling Tory government. Anyway, nice it was, that field. And one day I asked the owner of the farm, I said, "Mate, what are these fields doing here? I mean, cars." And he said, "Look, don't tell anyone, right? There's some fellas that own this land, right? And what they do is they go across to France on the Channel and that. And they steal cars and they bring them back over here, change the drive, give it a lick of paint, sell it on. And I tell this story all over Britain and people give me the same reaction you guys have. Just blind indifference." Couldn't care less. We all know a couple dodgy blokes down the pub. One of us has got an uncle that's selling up to no good, you know. I know how it is. But I told this story on stage in Paris. They all looked at me like, "You English scum." Yeah, well pleased about Brexit after that. Anyway, I wrote a song about it and I wanted to play it to you despite the fact it's not very funny. Is that okay? Now I know a little place around the back of my town where cars are really piling up. I never see them go, but when I see them around, they're driving in a plastic glove. I heard they changed the number from the foreign plate. Changed to right-hand drive, give it a lick of paint. Everybody knows that it comes off in the rain. Then they do it all again. Thank you very much. Cheers.
We're going to welcome them to the stage, the fourth act of the MCAs. After three, 1, 2, 3. Give it up for Loud MacLeod.
Well, my name's Dan Loud MacLeod, and this is me. And I will be singing some songs, well, one song, and just sort of going on a bit. Well, I'm from Edinburgh, Scotland, style of comedy, epic. So I find it difficult to talk about my feelings, and so I decide to kind of sing about my feelings. So I wrote this song for my girlfriend, and you might relate. Come up to me after the show if this song touches you in any way. I'll be happy to talk about it. I don't like blowjobs. You offer, but I say no. And I don't like handjobs, no. Too much friction to and fro. But I'll tell you what I do like, my dear. Your cold, wet tongue in my ear. With your finger up my bum. Not too far, just enough to make me hum. Not too far, just enough to
like spanking. It hurts my ass too much, and I don't like the Lion King. It makes me cry too much, but I'll tell you what gets me going, my girl, is your long wet tongue in my ear, and you give it a swirl with two fingers up my bum. Not too far, just enough to make me hum. Not too far, just enough to make me hum. Not too far, just enough to make me hum. Two fingers on my bum, but don't tell my mum that I like two fingers on my bum. Maybe three, maybe four, maybe more on my bum. I like two fingers on my bum. But please don't tell my mom.
Thanks, guys. It's been great.
That was Lau McLeod, better known as Dan McLeod, and before him, Holiday Oscar. And this is the Musical Comedy Awards podcast covering the first heat of our 2019 competition. So while Tamara and Pete were counting all the votes, the rest of us got to enjoy an extended set from last year's main winners of the competition, Stiff and Kitsch. I'll include some of that in the next podcast, where they'll also be interviewed by Nick, as will most of the other acts that qualified from this first heat, and that podcast should be available around a few days after this one. In the meantime, here's Nick to introduce the next act from the show.
I am Chris, that's a celeriac. We're Chris and a celeriac. You may recognise us from the early noughties veg-based boy band Five a Day. We're the only members left since the others were subsequently boiled and roasted. Going to play some songs about food, the vegetables. So this next one's about it's tips on how to be a party animal like me. Back in the day when we were on tour, you know, I was a bit of a lad, you know. I did the whole rock and roll thing, you know, staying in a travel lodge. You know, I would boil Swede in the kettle in the hotel room, and then mash it in the sink, and then just eat it straight from that. Sometimes I wouldn't even season it, so, you know. But I have calmed down a lot since then, but I still know how to have a good time. So I've got my party hat here. But it also helps me channel the signal from the celeriac. It gets the job done and it looks good, so, you know, a worthwhile investment all around. You ready to veg out? Think kohlrabi's really overrated?
Derby. If your party is incredibly dull and you experience conversation lulls, that won't matter. Once you hear my veggie banter, I bet you've never heard lines like these before. And when I bust them out, they all shout for more. Just wait till you see what I have in store. When the beat drops, who's seen a purple carrot before? They're actually called heritage carrots.
Give you final act of the first half, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. So I start you clapping and whooping and cheering after three. One, two, three. And on the stage, the Drag Crowd Review.
There's a lot of you here. This is a daunting thing, and everything's on a stand. Well, this is. You see, no, we're
comedians
of movement. Mobile. How are we all doing this afternoon? Yeah. Wonderful, lovely. Now we, as has been said, are the Drag Prov Review with me, Eton Mess.
Me, Christian Adore.
Yes, and as our name suggests, we do improvised musical mick-em-ups in different spots around the world. Today in this spot.
This one right here.
Because you're all facing it like team players. Thank you very much for that. And so what we're going to need from you, because we don't have much time with you, it's only a short spot, so we're not going to have, you know, too lofty ambitions. We're just going to solve one of your most fundamental human problems. Okay.
So just shout them out. Any daily problems, mundane though they might be, like getting stuck behind a slow walker or stabbing your toe on your
toe. Your toe. Your toe or your toe.
Housemates not doing the washing up.
Gosh. Okay. Wait. We had.
We had housemates not doing the washing up.
There was one over here about milk.
Running out of milk.
Okay.
Self-checking at the grocery store. Oh, I quite like self-checking at the grocery store.
Okay.
That is. I understand you, voice of the zeitgeist.
It's funny you should say that, really, because we have actually written a musical.
Yes, and by written I mean came up with at this very moment.
And it's about
self-checkouts. Yes, indeed.
It's called. Let's say it at the same time.
Yes, the title is Tesco. Tesco Ahoy! Now we open with the opening scene setting number!
Beep, 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 beep.
Got a party on. Beep. Oh, I'm Sandra, got a party on.
It's a checkout! Yeah!
There's vegetables. Here there are lots of vegetables. Followed by other kinds of vegetables.
We are the Drag Prov Review.
Yes, with me, Eton Mess.
And me, Christian Adore.
And we do improvised musical comedy and various other kinds of comedy.
But where do we do it? On the spot.
On this very spot. And also at London Improv Theatre for the Velvet Curtain Club, a monthly London show.
Ooh, a little bit of a plug there, Eton.
A little bit.
We've been doing it for 2.5 years, and it's really fun.
So that was the fifth and sixth acts who ended the first half of our first 2019 heat. Chris Sav and his Celeriac, and then the Drag Prov Review. This heat is the first of four, and with six acts qualifying from each of them, we'll have 24 acts making it through to the quarterfinals, which will take place on February 23rd and March 2nd, which is Saturday afternoons, again at the Phoenix off Cavendish Square in central London. Tickets for those shows and all of our events are available through the website of our sponsors, We Got Tickets. Back to the first heat now, and here's our Nick cracking on with the second part of the show.
Indeed. Hello, everyone. How are you all doing? Great. And I'm very well. Thanks very much for asking. All right, so I'm Adam, and this is Guy.
I'm Guy.
Yes, you are. And together we are Bounder and Cad, a.k.a. the posh Anton Deck. We are very privileged to be here. We're very privileged to be here at the Phoenix performing for all you gorgeous people here for the MCA. And we're going to try and do, in 6 minutes, over 6 minutes of material. So we're going to have a very keen eye on that clock. Let's go!
So we'd like to perform for you our very own English translation of an Italian iconic opera aria, La Donna e Mobile.
La Donna e Mobile, have we heard of that one?
Yeah.
Yes, we have, and we all know what it means. Woman and her mobile. La donna immobile, habit ignobile, stares in her hand a video of panda. Tells me ti amo on Instagramo, spelling is dodgy, mostly emoji. Self-promoto, retweet my photo, posa for selfie. In underwear, flick up the hair. Click up, share.
Hello there. My name is Adam, and this is Guy over here.
I'm Guy.
Yes, you are. And together we are Bounder and Cad, musical comedy duo.
And we've been doing this ever since we quit our choirs a few years ago.
And we've been keeping it rock and roll with a musical comedy.
Shows with bravado, toast avocado, no sense of guilt, hashtag no filter. Troppo di fashion, like a Kardashian, molto di bottomo. Like hippopotamo. Hair in the window, born all for Tinder, posa for selfie, with prickly pear.
Ooh.
Reading Voltaire. In dentist chair, having affair in Tiananmen Square with Grizzly Bear
and Tony Blair.
Nice. I'm going to start tonight with a little song. Okay, just get to check the level on this.
I'm a cunt.
No. that's actually the wrong one. I'll start with the harmonica. Do we like the blues?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a blues song. I need my harmonica. Right, it's a blues song, but don't worry, it's not depressing. I'm going to try and keep the mood light. Okay. This is called Death on the Railway. And it goes like this. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be here. I am, in case you're wondering, yes, I am fucking annoying. I'm very annoying. I am quite annoying as a person, right? I've got quite a lot of energy, right? I'm always bothered about like some kind of twat. This is me in a queue at the post office. Right? So I've got something wrong with me, doesn't it? But you don't understand. You don't know what I have to go through on a daily basis, like what's going through my head every day, right? Which is this. But to too many raves, right? It's a medical condition. It's called techno leg. You know this? You come home from the rave, you've been infected, right? This is how it starts. It starts in the leg, it spreads. You come home like that and it spreads. If I'm having a flare up, I'll have disco dick that day. Do you know what I mean? The music in my head is relentless, right? It only ever calms down for my voice to come in and narrate my life, right? So I've got the music and the voices. My head sounds like some kind of late night Radio 1 show. It's like this.
Must remember to get some cheese. Boo!
Yeah, I used to be a DJ before getting into comedy. I used to be a DJ. I used to DJ things like dubstep. Yeah. Do you like dubstep? Yeah. Shit, isn't it? Isn't it? Yeah, if you don't know, to the uninitiated, dubstep is essentially this. And that's it. That's literally it, right? As long as you've got those two drums, just shove any fucking sound in there. Doesn't matter, right? Look, dubstep is the only genre where you can make an acceptable track using outdated lines from EastEnders, some power drills, and some fucking farmyard animals. They don't give a fuck. Just go mental. Woo! Whoa! Do you know what I mean? They don't give a fuck.
You can't tell me what to do. You ain't my mother.
Like, fuck is that?
Joking around with a digital soundboard, that was Louis Burgess, and before him you heard the operatic Bounder and Cad, each showcasing the real variety that exists within the musical comedy genre. All of our heats, quarterfinals and semi-finals take place at the Phoenix by Oxford Circus, right in the middle of London. And on the first Tuesday evening of every month, except in August, in the very same room, you'll find the Distraction Club. That's the world's premier monthly night of musical comedy, hosted by Radio 4's Mitch Benn and his Distractions band, which comprises of Kirsty Newton, Ivan Shepherd and Matt Blair. They're joined at each show by at least four guest acts, including big-name headliners each month. You can find out more and book tickets online. Just search for Distraction Club on Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube or even SoundCloud. I personally go along every month and I highly recommend it. Now back to Nick with the ninth act of the show.
Hi there, this is Barnaby Griffin, and I'm very, very excited to be part of the Musical Comedy Awards this year and featuring on this podcast. Thank you.
I would like to foster an atmosphere of togetherness in this room tonight, this afternoon. So in keeping with the spirit of unity, my first song is entitled Brexit. Would you like me to show you my Brexit? I'll show you if you show me yours. But once I've shown you my Brexit, I'll need you to get down on all fours so I can shaft you with my Brexit like you're some unelected EU bureaucrat. And once you've been shafted by my Brexit, well, there'll be no free movement after that. Thank you. Now, my next song is about everybody's favorite bespectacled cad. I do so hope you enjoy it. There's a top story about a posh Tory who says that he'd rather each lady kept the baby, 'cause he is pro-life. He thinks abortion ain't right, even when the father is maybe kinda rapey. So surrender your wombs, don't pretend to assume you can do what you choose with your fallopian tubes. But hang on a chick, is this even news? A Catholic with Catholic views. Jacob Rees-Mogg extols the virtues of Jesus, but he don't give a damn for the working man unless the working man is a fetus. Jacob Rees-Mogg thinks gay people should not wed because he's got a Bible. He thinks he is entitled to act like a bigoted knobhead. His voting enabled cuts for the disabled, which caused untold fatalities.
So fuck you, Jacob Rees-Mogg, and your Christian morality. Yes, yes. You're listening to a podcast. Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for your fourth act of the second hour? Yeah. Okay, you know the drill after three. One, two. Say after two. I did just say three, but then I stood out. 5-3, go on, 5-3. Let's go and do it up for accomplished ladies!
Hello, we are accomplished ladies. We are a female musical comedy duo, which is period drama comedy. We are dressed as two ladies in full period Regency costume, and we perform some comedy songs.
On a warm summer's night, a grand house glows with light. The gentry come from far and wide to seek out a potential bride. Light chatter and the clink of glasses. Men guffaw. A waltzing couple passes, and to one side two ladies reside. We've been here. Ribbons are the finest you will find. We are two extremely accomplished ladies with many desirable skills and attributes of excellent character who have independently chosen not to be betrothed, but who are definitely still up for it in keeping with decorum. Shall we show them, Elizabeth?
Why, yes, Jane. I'm exceptional at embroidery, a master of yarn and thread. But drinking is what I'm best at, so top up my glass instead. I can stitch such incredible detail, I know all the techniques and tricks. But I'd rather be here drinking, I've had enough experience with pricks.
Some highlights there of the political Barnaby Griffin and the historical Accomplished Ladies and their performances at the first heat of the Musical Comedy Awards 2019. Now, if you've got this far into this podcast, I'd hazard a guess that you probably enjoy musical comedy, in which case please do check out my own growing website, The Musical Comedy Guide, a kind of Wikipedia or IMDb for musical comedy that I'm gradually building up, containing hundreds of acts and their pieces, video and audio. You can also sign up for the Musical Comedy Guide mailing list, which will keep you up to date as the site evolves in the future. Just head to musicalcomedyguide.com. So we're in the home straight now as Nick introduces the penultimate competing act of the show.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the next one, it's Jamie Finn!
Hello, I'm Jamie Finn. I've been doing comedy for about just over a year, musical comedy. I started when I finished drama school, I was writing songs, and I generally thought I was the next Bob Dylan. Turns out not.
Ever since I was a wee boy, I've always wanted to be a rock star. And then I developed this personality. And it didn't quite go as planned. I tried everything to be rock and roll. I tried growing my hair long in an effort to look more like Kurt Cobain. In reality, I bore a deep resemblance to my mother. Nevertheless, I endeavour with my life, and this is a song about mistaken identity. Put on my skinniest skinny jeans, my Cuban heels, my ironic rosemary beads, 'cause I am going out to a party.
Yes, I go to parties in strangers' houses. I walk around like Mick Jagger, toss my cigarette, turn on my swagger, 'cause I'm about to enter the aforementioned party. Bodies entwined, she's really rocking my world. Things just got hot in this party, despite it being November. Then she whispers in my ear something that I was not expecting to hear. I was kind of thrown when she said, has anyone ever told you you look exactly like Home Alone? Yes!
You've been spoiled today. You guys have been spoiled today. You've had a smorgasbord of talent, haven't you? Haven't you? Haven't you? Yes. Well, we'll give you a little bit more. Come on, there's one more act, ladies and gentlemen, in the competition. You ready for them? Give it up for your final act, it's David McCarty.
Hello, my name is David McCarty. I live in Cambridge, and it's just me and my piano doing musical comedy, a pretty standard style, just songs with jokes. And I've been doing this for about 9 months now. I predominantly do it in Cambridge, East Anglia, Ipswich, that sort of area.
I don't really have time to either introduce or justify this first song. It's called Accounting Sexy Times. The atmosphere is thick and the hour is late. My interest is rising at a dizzying rate. You're the most attractive auditor I've seen in a while. From the spreadsheet to the bedsheet, you can do it in style. You say you really want it, and believe me, I heard you. So I'm making preparations for our upcoming merger. I folded up my clothes and put them neatly in the closet. So give me half an hour, and I'll make a quick deposit. The books are all balanced, and the moment is prime. So let's get down to accounting sexy time. This economy requires some external stimulation to usher in a period of serious inflation. My corporate structure is already very stiff, so I want to get it on like it's April the 5th. Taxier joke. We'll double our protection in line with the advice. Because we're very thorough, we do everything twice. So we're waiting for this bond to come to maturation, and I want you to oversee my pending liquidation. So all balanced and the moment is prime. So let's get down to accounting sexy time. You started talking dirty and it's driving me insane when you say this hotel was slightly over budget, but we may be able to claim it back on expenses. Now, I have some equipment that will really turn you on. You see, it came from Ann Summers on sale at 2-for-1. We'll be doing these books all through the night. The KPMG spot is almost in sight. I guess what I'm trying to say, some KPMG fans in the house there. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I just think that you have assets of a very different class. And like revenues and customs, I would fuck you up. The books are all balanced and the moment is right. That's what I call double entry. Accounting sexy time.
So there you have it, the last competitors to perform at the first heat of the 2019 Musical Comedy Awards. Jamie Finn, followed by David McCarty. And now what I'm sure you've been waiting for, the voting results, as announced on the day by Horse.
I do have the results, ladies and gentlemen. There we go. That's what happened. So, ladies and gentlemen, there are six acts going through to the quarterfinals, and they are in no particular order. The Drag Prof Review. Jamie Finn. Yeah. Congratulations to Jamie. Maxine and Dervish. Yeah. Accomplished Ladies. Yeah. Louis Burgess. Yeah. And Bounder and Cards. Yeah. ladies and gentlemen, that are going through the quarterfinals. Congratulations to them. Commiserations to the people who didn't get through. I think you were victims of a very fucking strong heat, a really fucking strong heat. So well done. Well done, all of the acts. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, can I get one more round of applause for all the acts you saw today? Amazing standard, amazing standard. Well done to everybody.
Do check out the Musical Comedy Awards online by searching on Google, Facebook, Twitter or YouTube. And if you live in or can get to London easily, we'd love to see you at our events. The Heat's quarterfinals and semi-finals continue at the Phoenix on Saturday afternoons in January, February and March. And this year's grand final will see us returning to the Bloomsbury Theatre on Saturday, April the 13th, with performances from our 10 finalists, Best Newcomer and a headline set from YouTube stars The Brett Domino Trio. So that just leaves me to say, I've been Dave Natras and this has been a Nats.com production covering the Musical Comedy Awards competition, which is an Avon and Laugh production. Thanks for listening and more musical comedy next time.
Musical Comedy Awards Podcast. It's the Musical Comedy Awards Podcast with Horse and Dave and chats with acts and stuff. And songs and chats.